You see, in the winter time, when they used to plough with horses, that was quite a busy time every day, it'd be from by the time the corn and potato harvesters had finished, then both teams, the three horse teams and the two and the pair, would usually be out ploughing a lot of the time for, I suppose, 2 months, nearly of the year. And well, then come the spring, there'd be preparation of the land for sowing. You see, what you needed most of your horses at that time to get the crops in. Well, then, once the crops were all in, then up until harvest time, you didn't need many horses at all, probably one or two just for one horse work, like hoeing sugar beet and that sort of thing. And sometimes, depending on the crops they grew, I mean, my father used to grow celery quite a lot. Well, there'd be work all through the summer on that, and a lot of the time, the machine being used on that would be a two horse thing. So, but a lot of the time in the summer, quite a lot of the days, you perhaps only want one horse to do the job, So that's why you'd get horses in certain parts of the summer out to grass to give them a rest.
Yeah.
In the summer, when they weren't working, there's usually the hoeing jobs and that, where they only needed one horse to do the job. Well, they probably work them alternate days, two or three of them, sort of thing. They wouldn't, unless they've got one that wouldn't walk narrower enough down the row. Most of them, they wouldn't always use the same horse on the horse hoe. They'd change them round.